Welcome to Expression of Experience, and I'm your host, Dr. Marge, and it's a great pleasure to be with you today so that we'll be having a discussion by our favorite minister, Jim Terrell, and he'll be talking with us about miracles. He'll be defining what a miracle is to help clarify what we might think it is, to help build on our thinking and taking us to another level. So once again, this is Dr. Marge for Expression of Experience, and our speaker, our knowledgeable person today is Dr. Minister Jim Terrell. Welcome.
Welcome.
How are you today?
I'm good.
So tell us, what are you going to be talking about?
I'm talking about mega miracles. A miracle is a supernatural event that no one can explain but the invisible God, creating health and wealth and promises to you.
Dr. Terrell, well, we look forward to hearing your discussion on mega miracles. So we turn it over to you, and God bless you. And again, thank you for being on Expression of Experience.
Thank you for your attention. Yahweh God promises overflowing grace. Israel was saved from Pharaoh and Egypt through the grace of the Almighty God. There was nothing that they could do on their own to receive this divine intervention, salvation, and deliverance. Almighty God has amazing grace. Remember, overflowing grace and overflowing protection. Israel received Yahweh God's supernatural protection as they gave their Passover offering now and then in faith and applied the blood of the Lamb on the doorways. Remember, overflowing favor, prosperity, divine favor and prosperity is a part of God's blessing. Remember the first Passover, God gently and greatly favored the Jewish people. The only race of people that he ever came down, even though invisible, but he talked to them and he chose them not because of who they were, but who he is. All right, remember, whatever he blesses, nobody can curse. It is impossible for him to curse. He can only bless. Remember in the garden, he didn't curse Adam, he cursed the ground. He said, curse is the ground, because he's a blesser. Remember, financial blessings. Your Passover first fruits offering is one of the most important offerings of the year. It is how you activate the miracle promises of the Almighty God. Check out the Bible, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of your increase. You want to be blessed, you have to be a tither. Remember, overflowing spiritual blessings. Yahweh God's wisdom, he gives you his power and the anointing, being an ever-increasing God in your life. Also, this is the season. Remember, y'all, this is the season. The Pentecost season. The season that the windows of heaven are open over you. All you have to do is just obey his financial plan. Understand that God, Yahweh God, the invisible God, created himself. He's all powerful and he's all knowing. Don't ask me to figure it out. I can't figure it out. I'm not going to try to figure out who he is. You have to believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Remember now, El Shaddai, the provider of our all sufficient one. And he will manifest his overflowing blessings in your life if you get on his calendar. He has a calendar. It's not the Roman Catholic calendar. It's Yahweh's calendar. If you want to know what the calendar is, you have to go to Leviticus 23. Go to Exodus 23. And he has a calendar. And he has set up times in the earth, on the earth, for you to come and worship him on the days that he has picked. These are days that he is planning. Get on his plan, and I guarantee you, you'll be blessed. Also, he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Because of his name and his reputation, he has to honor his word. To rebuke the devourer for your sake is that if you give him a gift, the devil can't destroy it. He can't take it away. Anytime you give something, it talks about your crop being destroyed, your financial crops. And Yahweh God promises overflowing grace, overflowing protection, favor, financial blessings, spiritual blessings, opening the windows of heaven forever in this season. He loves you and we love you. Just remember, walk in love and to always forgive. Don't get offended. Just love. The world needs more love. Pray for those who are suffering right now. In your heart, just take time to come before him and just ask him to help you to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we love you. And just remember that we are committed to you. Always realize that the window that passes by and stays open forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, Minister Jim Terrell, you just gave us another fantastic message when you talk about miracles and how you talked about the overflowing of grace and how you talked about the overflowing of protection and how you talked about the overflowing of favor, the overflowing of financial blessings, and the overflowing of spiritual blessings, and the opening of the windows of heaven, and rebuking the devourer. So what a profound message you gave us, and we just thank you so much for the knowledge that you bring to us on our podcast, because it just opened up our heart, and it also opened up the windows of heaven so that it can shine down on us.
Yes.
So once again,
hallelujah.
Minister Terrell, we thank you. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time. I'm your host, Dr. Marge, and I just thank you for taking the time to listen to us. And we'll come back again with more soul-shaking information to uplift your spirit, to help us to be connected to our Heavenly Father. And as Minister Terrell said, so many things are going on in this world. So we need to pray. We need to pray for each other. We need to pray for the world. We need to pray for our family. We need to pray for our friends. So once again, God bless you, and we'll talk to you again. This is Dr. Marge for Expression of Experience.